Doug Schlemmer, Wise Bot.
So here the Shulchan Aruch says over here, we're talking about the skin as well, it says that there's a machlokas what it means, pirush lemala. What does it mean? So there's a machlokas, does it mean upwards and downwards, the whole side of what Shulchan Aruch says, so the nicer Shulchan Aruch says, you have to be machane. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. So someone asked last week, l'chaira, that is going on the case of the skins, the skin of the nails. What about the nail itself? Someone asked me this week, many poskim take on that the nail itself hasn't got this problem. There's no lamal on lamata with a nail. It's all straightforward. It's when it bends off, you've got the width along here, it just bends off, most of it off, that's okay. That is according to most of me. I must say, that's according to most of me. There are some people who hold that when the Shulchan Aruch is machmeh here, it's machmeh on nails as well. Alright, that's a bit of a question. The general poskim seems to take on, though, that nails, if most of it's come off, we said, if most of the nail has come off, then that is, and it bothers the person, and you take it off, the rest of it, karachayam, not in a normal way, that's mutter. And we spoke about other bits of skin, the rest of the body, yeah, some mushroom about the lips and things like that, we said. So we said, the Aruch HaShabbos is machmi, he holds that light skin on the nails is problematic. Who had skin anywhere else on the body is a problem. And we said in Zohar v'Shomer, our father says that skin on the body is like a nail, and therefore if it bothers a person, he can take it off. Kalachayad. So we said, what's kalachayad? To put it off with your finger, or to wipe it off with your tongue is a problem. That's a derech normally. So you take the back of a spoon, for example, rub it along your mouth. That lechori is the eitzes do. That's what we said last time. Yeah, that was the shear on what do you call it? Okay, let's move on now to what the melabin. Let's do the melachah melabin. Where was melabin in the Mishkan? No, that's worse. Skin on a finger by the nail, that's very bad.
That's what?
That's worse. The skin on the nail, the skin around the nail, that's Shulchan Aruch machmeh for. That for some reason is very, we don't know which, what shy is what, up and down, therefore that we said we have to be machmeh for. The rest of the body, that's a bit of a question. The Aruch HaShabbos says all skin is the same problem, anywhere on the body is a problem. And it's the same problem as the one on the skin. In the Zohar v'Shomer, he wants to say that the skin around the rest of the body is different. It's like a nail. And therefore, the same head you got for a nail, you got for the skin. That's what we said. Coming off the melacha of melabim, so what did they do? We finished, what did we do with goyzers, right? So we sheared the sheep. You got a lot of wool in front of you. So what's the next stage? The next stage is that the wool shearings were washed and thoroughly cleaned. That is the next stage before you started weaving or whatever, so you had to clear all the traces of impurity, the dirt and the grease had to be removed. That's it, Zachir. I want to read you out the Mishnah Berurah over here, because it's a little like Doma he gives in Hilchos Melabin, which is really a bit of an eye opener. It's in Shin Base. Someone told me last week, he was telling someone a few weeks, I don't know when it was actually, he was telling someone off that, you know, he saw someone taking some dirt on his jacket. So he took a knife and he was rubbing it off, like very, very forcefully. He said, you know, you mustn't do that on Shabbos. He said, okay, no problems. So he went to the tap, got some water, and he rubbed it off. So you have to know what you're doing, the mice. Not so, you have to be careful, yeah? That is one thing, melabim is not to go in the mice. It's very, very common, actually, melabim, believe it or not. You see, it's very, very common. So in Shin Beis, Siv Tes, the Mishnah Berurah is like Doma. And he says like this, I'm not going to do the whole Agdama, just briefly what he says, just the first part of Agdama. Ha-melabin u'ma ovis melochus. Limon shayach bein b'tsemer, bein b'pishtin, bein b'chol sham minim shalakin islabin. The issa of libun, that's washing, is on any material which is washable. Which applies to all materials, really. All materials, besides hard surfaces, l'chora, is subject to the issa of melabin. B'libun mikri b'chol doma shederach atzema v'ishtun islamin d'ezer. Ma'ashat, Hamachalas begodim, someone who washes his clothes, haritzos melabin v'chayv. Chena soichton, someone who squeezed out the water. That's also part of the process of washing. Yeah? Washing means to soak, to squeeze, and to rub. Any one of those is part of the melacha melabin. Any act of it is separately by his anissa. Huadin the kibbush shak. Now this is interesting. Now look, he says that kibbush washing is applicable by oil, by leather. It's also applicable by leather. The issa of washing is not only applicable by materials like we know, wool, linen, cotton, these things, but it's also applicable by leather. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, yes, I'm a precaution. Yes, there's a big difference between leather and garments. the Bo'eiros with leather, loy mikri kibus, achia kibus gomo. With leather, the issa of libun, cleaning it, is only if you do a proper cleaning. That means, his mouth over here, that means just soaking it in water. Someone takes a piece of leather and he puts it in water, that is not libun. So the Mephoshim reminds me, what's the difference? Why is that not libun? So it looks like leather, to get the dirt out of leather needs a rubbing process. Just putting water over it, spraying some water over it, or leaving it in water, slipping it into a bowl of water, that will not achieve the purpose of cleaning the leather. Masha Enkein, a garment which is very soft, just putting it into water by itself, that itself has got a power of ready cleaning. Now you see how relevant this melach, how relevant this chilek is, because it makes a big nakum in it. Again, so leather, he says, leather is a material, sort of material, which can be cleaned. It's soft and it absorbs liquid, so it can be cleaned. But just putting in water by itself is not enough of a cleansing process to be called libun. The person wouldn't be chayav for that. To give you an example, someone's got a leather shoes and he puts it under, he's got dirt in his shoe. Speak about his bezel from arichas, and he goes to a tap, pours water over the leather. That the hose is not a problem. Unless, what could be the problem?
Stitches.
Very good. It's got stitches, let's say, inside. Or his shoelace. The shoelace itself might be a material. I don't know what it's made from. If it's some material, that could be a problem. But the actual leather itself, the hose, just to wash it as it is, the hose is not a problem. Rubbing it is problematic, says the Mishnah Berurah. So there's a big chilek. My normal garments, just to put it in water itself, is a problem. But leather, the only issa of leather is if a person actually rubs it to clean it, then that would be an issa. That's what he says. I lost it. Just soaking in water, that's already called washing it. Okay. Now, any removal of dirt is a problem. I mean, someone's got a very dirty beggar, for example, and he takes half the dirt off. It's still dirty. That's also a problem. Any removal of dirt, whatever it is, which aiding in the cleanliness of the beggar, is a of melabin. Doesn't have to be the whole thing. Hard materials, let's say like wood, or these tapes, these worktops over here for mica, glass, these things over here, that's not shayach libun, because nothing gets absorbed inside it that you're going to clean out. It's not a soft material. It has to be a soft, pliable material in order to be melabin. The only thing you might have a problem with is someone takes a wet shmata, for example, and he cleans this over here, he rubs it over here. So there's no libun, that's true, on the work surface, but he's squeezing out on the shmata, that's the problem. But if someone would take his hand, for example, someone's got a spillage or some sticky juice fell onto this worktop, this table, and if someone wets his hand, for example, and he rubs it all over the thing to clean it, he's got dirty hands now, but at least the table will be cleaned. But there's no issa melabin there. He's done nothing at all in melabin. Melabin can't be on a hard surface. It has to be that it's a soft surface. So, yeah? That's an important thing.
So what's the hazard to wash your hands if your hands are dirty?
Because that's not absorbent, that's not called...
No, it absorbs, the skin absorbs.
That's nothing, it's not called absorbing that, that's true, but it's not called absorbing into the skin of other, but it gets absorbed, that's not nikkah. It's got no chashivas, no one calls the skin inside dirty. When a person washes his hands, everyone understands you're washing the outside surface, you're not washing the inside surface. Leather, for example, it gets dirty, people understand that it's absorbed into the leather, it's gone into leather. It's a good point what you're saying, yeah?
If you've got dirt in your hand, that oil thing, where it's a
it's not a surface, I don't think it's absorbed into the hand. It's on the skin, it's not absorbed into it. It's not. No one learns the dirt absorbed in the skin, and you're extracting the dirt from the inside skin.
Same as in the suit, you've got some dirt,
so
you've got it in your hand, like I say.
No, I think on the hands and on the surface, it's not absorbed in.
It's absorbed inside, it's absorbed, the dirt is absorbed. You need soap or good rubbing
steel. I don't think. What have you got on the worktop over here, let's say, for example?
It's absorbed.
Is it absorbed in?
No.
Why?
Because it's hard plastic.
It's hard. The skin also, I don't think, gets absorbed in. It doesn't penetrate into the skin, I don't think. Check my science a bit up, but I don't think so. Robbie, you're not the first one to tell me that, you know that. Yeah, but he's asking, why is it different to oil? He's asking, why is it different to leather? Leather, which has been... leather is a problem. You mustn't rub leather. He's asking a kashuk, what?
Does leather absorb more
than day? Yeah. You could squeeze leather. If you take soft leather, for example, you could squeeze up and get something out of it. You just reach your table, you won't be taking anything out of it. Yeah, I don't think so. Leather's got, it's got pore, does absorb it, I think.
Plastic
doesn't really absorb. Plastic, as you make a question.
It's plastic, yeah.
Plastic, I must tell you, that's a bit of a shame, Uncle Charles. That's what I wanted to tell you. Oh, very good. Well, I'm coming to the mummy says, this is what I wanted to bring out over here. So this, he says over here, the Uncle Shabbos, he's got a few things over here which he's not so clear about. So he says, for example, nylon and plastic. Nylon and plastic, yeshbo chashash is a kibbutz. And he says that's similar to leather. That is similar to leather, so therefore to put water on it just as it is and wipe it off, that's okay. But to rubbing it is much worse, because there, that's the same as leather, since leather has got this property that when you rub it, you get rid of the dirt. Who Adini wants to say that plastic and nylon could be the same thing?
You squeeze it, you can't squeeze that stick.
Yeah. It's true, but maybe it depends what type of plastic you're talking about.
That kind of plastic
will
be okay?
It's hard to be machalic. Once he stirs the plastic, is the problem. I have to know. I don't know. See, leather as well. You have to know. Does it mummish absorb into the leather? I don't know what it is. You have to know. I understand it's very similar to plastic. Leather is very similar to plastic. I don't know if leather mummish absorbs.
Softer leather.
Is it? Is it? I'm not sure if it is.
No,
if it is, that's the shine over here. He's made a sub about what?
You polish shoes, but you don't polish Crocs.
You polish?
Shoes you polish,
so of course. Does it go in?
Crocs are plastic,
but
you know Crocs.
Crocs, you're saying doesn't go in? Yeah, I'm not sure. It doesn't go in. You have to know. Maybe it's about soft, I don't know what plastic he's talking about. Here. In fact, he's got a big sophic here. The Oracle Shabbos is very interesting, actually. He's very busy with this about rubber. These rubber teats. He wants to say these rubber teats on babies' bottles, for example. He times one son, he's not sure about this, actually. It's not claw. A rubber teat on a bottle, once it's got dirty. So you put it under the tap and you rub it to clean off the dirt. So he brings, some say that could be doima to leather. Bit hiddish, like the rubber. And therefore, one shouldn't rub, according to one of these. I say, he brings two shits over here. Right, so he wants to be making, I think. Petimas gumi shabat but tin that became moisture or something. Yeah, a rubber dummy or whatever it is. Mutter and roaches
ashron. What?
Rubber
is like a plastic.
Yeah. I'm not sure the right definition is absorbing. I don't know. What's leather? That's the question. That's what we have to define. They're all tiny over here that this is very similar to leather. They're tiny. What I'm saying, that plastic and rubber is all similar to leather. Really, we have to understand, what does leather do? Does leather actually absorb? Interesting question. I don't know how he finds out. Well, I don't know what to do. You want to try it? Take a red paint, put some leather in. How do you absorb? How do you absorb?
Yes, it does.
Well, maybe it's on the top.
Well, it doesn't absorb water.
Leave it half a minute, it's dry. Where's it gone? It's gone in the leather.
That's all. You take water, you rub it on some third surface here, it'll also go. If you rub a water on a surface, it'll also go. You have to be mechanic between a soft surface. I think that's what we have to come out with. A soft surface is problematic. Anything which is soft is doima to leather. And that is the problem. Anything which is hard, that is no problem of libum. But anything which is softer, it resembles leather. There, one's got to be really careful of rubber, of rubbing it. Rubber teats. He wants to say them. I see. Brings them back low because he wants to say it could be the Rishon Zalman wants to say that. But that's a kaidi, and it's could be it's mufka at all completely from the parsha of libum on these things. I mean, anyone holds a plate, for example, no issur of libum on a plate. That's clear. A person can rub a plate till tomorrow morning. I mean, Lemaisa, there's no issue of libun on that. Nothing, it's all, nothing is penetrating. It's hard surface. So that looks like it's the chilul between a hard surface and a soft surface, yeah? So a material, even just water on it is a problem. Yeah. A surface which is soft, but doesn't, it's not material-like, that is lechaira, is like leather. Anything which is similar to that case, there could be a problem to rub it, scrub it hard. Because that could be similar to leather, and leather one mustn't rub and scrub hard. So that's lechaira what comes out. So wallpaper, all these things, there's no problem, it's on lib on them. Someone's got tiles, for example, and he's got dirty on Shabbos, and he wants to rub it, he wants to clean it. Obviously he's got a problem, if the schmutt is wet, he's got a problem. If he takes his hand, for example, puts a bit of water on his hand, and he rubs the tile to clean it, that's no problem at all.
You can use a plastic glove.
Well, a plastic glove, yeah, you can use a plastic glove. So if it's not, yeah, hopefully plastic glove, yeah, that's alright. That's not a problem, yeah. But because you're not rubbing the plastic glove, you're rubbing the walls. That's really better, yeah? You're not rubbing the plastic glove. That's posh. Rubber gloves, he says at Claude, there's no problem with rubber gloves. You're not rubbing the rubber gloves, hopefully, when you wash up. What you're doing is you're rubbing the everything else. That's okay. That's what Hadogos Kaili. What?
You've got the leather belt again.
So that might be a problem then, that you have to know. That could be worse. That could be maybe similar to leather. So rubbing a rubber glove might be worse, Taka. Yeah. Shoes are very interesting, actually, with shoes. One minute, so what else is there? There's cleaning tiles, shining windows. Well, we'll speak about shining windows. Windows itself is not an issel of rechitza, of lipot. But it looks like midrabbanon, maybe, to shine a window, that's not so posh. I don't know what the issel was exactly. Havrokas rechitza, yeah, it says shining is not so posh. I don't know what it looks like. It's a separate issa to shine something, make something shine. It says, not a mitzvah libun. I don't know what it is. It looks like a new issa. Shining something is not the right thing to be doing on Shabbos. yeah, furniture, hardwood furniture, also got dirty. There's nothing wrong with cleaning it on Shabbos. I mean, mitzvah the issa of libun, there's no problem. I don't think we should be careful about the schita. Just want to start a little bit about the shoes. The shoe.
Springs.
What?
Spring and Shabbos tents. We only allowed to use one without Shabbos tents.
What spray are you talking about? To do what?
We have like a manufacturing spray.
Yeah, but it's finished.
What are you spraying?
It's
clear server. Well, clear server. Ah, really? Yeah, lechoy, that could be. That's a good case, actually. That's, you want to clean a surface, let's say lechoy, it's an interesting point. Someone's got a dirty surface, so you said you got a spray. Well, not a shiny one.
Yes,
yeah, I think Mr. Sheen Shine, you heard that? Mm-hmm. That lechoyra is not so good to use.
Those sprays have got shine, so it's only antibacterial spray that you can use
it for shine. Yeah, it's good. That's what you wanted to use on Shabbos. Because there's no issue of cleaning the worktop or the wood. I'm not saying it's the spirit of Shabbos to be doing this, but imagine someone's got
it almost.
Yeah, or not. To make it so if it's not got a shine to it, that could be better. If it hasn't got a shine, if it's not got a shine to it, that could be better. It's just you want to clean it, posh, it's dirty, you've got some stain on it, you want to clean it, that would be mutter. But then you have to be careful.
You have to use chemicals.
Yeah, if it's not cleaning anything, you can use bleach lechoyra on a worktop. If the worktop's dirty, for example, a person can use bleach. Bleach is not lechoyra muxa, it's something which is almost to clean. If the thing that you're cleaning is mutter to clean with, then lechoyra you can use it. What?
You can't use it
as well. No, the only thing is that that's a big mistake we were made. So that you can't do. Yeah, you have to be careful. You can't use a beggar to clean it. Because once you've got a beggar to clean, then you've got a problem on the beggar, you're squeezing the beggar. So enochanami on the surface is no problem, but you've got a problem with the beggar itself. So that one has to be careful about. But the chore is quite right. The chore, that should work out. Should be mutter, a spray, not a clean spray. Not a shiny spray. Not a shiny spray, which makes a shine. The chore should must be used on Shabbos. Because sikkum is what we've learned. So what we said, so the issue of washing on Shabbos, melabim, is any removal of washing, or any removal of dirt is included. It certainly applies to all cloth-like materials. That's zikha, issue of washing, and that is very chomo. Even just putting water on it, on a cloth-like material, is really problematic. If the material is not cloth-like, it's leather, and we're saying it means leather and anything soft, light leather, which is, moves around and bendable, anything like that, there's an issa not to put water on it, there's an issa to rub it. And then there's another thing on something which is a very hard surface, much like these worktops or these plastic tables or whatever, there's no issa whatsoever, my loving. So a person can put some water on his hands and rub the table smoothly to make it nice and clean. They say even with a spray, that should also be mutter. And rubber is also soft rubber and soft plastic, is also included in this issa of oil. Alright, gentlemen.
Married.